Yeah, I think the biggest thing is just, you know, we're sticking together. You know, we're going to the right spots for each other. I think that's the biggest thing is, you know, when we have the chance to make the play, we're going to make the play. But we're, you know, we're in a good supports position, you know, every shift. And I think that's what generates the offense.
How long does it take to kind of develop that? Obviously, every line is different. You've played with Patrick at different points, played with Kyle, obviously, a lot. But the three of you together, just kind of how long does it take to develop the knowledge of where to be in those support positions?
It depends on who it is and, you know, the type of game. You know, some games aren't going to be as good as others. But I think the biggest thing is just, you know, working at it every day. It's not going to be perfect every game. It's not going to be perfect every shift. But you know, you want to continue to work towards that, and you know, that's what we've been doing. We've been talking lots, and you know, figuring out where you know, where for guys to be, and obviously it changes with, you know, whatever team we're playing against as well too. So you know, it's going to be another tough test against Carolina. So we got to be prepared for that.
From the outside, I think there was a lot of criticisms of Patrick's game last year, and it seems like a lot of the things that people would have criticized him for, his board work, you know, maybe defensive play, it looks from the outside like he's really turned that around. From your perspective, what do you think that he has done best to kind of have the kind of season he's had so far?
Well, first off, who's the one criticizing?
Well, I mean, fans could be pretty hard on the guy last year and when he wasn't scoring, but it seems like, I don't know if you'd agree with the statement that he looks like he's become more of a complete player, but what do you think that, what have you seen from him growth-wise so far this season?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is he's going to the right spots, you know, and that doesn't mean just scoring, you know, and you know, especially with, you know, playing with me and KC, it's not about who's scoring the goal. It's about you know, always being in the right spot for everyone and creating opportunities for, you know, the other guys in your line. And sometimes it's your chance to drive the net. Sometimes it's your chance to be in front of the net. Sometimes it's your chance to, you know, be taking the shot, you know, making the pass. And I think that's the biggest thing I've worked with him is, you know, rounding out that game. You know, when it's your time to shoot it, it's your time to shoot it. When it's your time to pass it, it's your time to pass it. And, you know, that's how you score in this league. It's not a... you know, everyone has to do the simple things over and over to create opportunities, and that's what we've done as of late. It's you know, it's the little details that guys are doing to create opportunities for each other, and I think that's the biggest thing that I've seen in his game is he's wanting to go to the right spots. He's, you know, he's in a good support position, and you know, he's working on it. And I think that's the biggest thing, and he just has to continue to work at it. It's never perfected. You got to always continue to, you know, work on little things, and you know, he's been doing that, and you know, that's why we've been having success.
The work on the power play is paying off. What do you see that you guys have been doing lately that would lead you to believe that you're going to have sustained success on the power play?
It comes back to, you know, being in the right spots. You know, when you have guys in the right spots, it's going to create an option for you know, whoever has that puck, and you know, that's been the biggest thing. You know, just doing the right things. You know, I'm a big believer, and when you do the right things over and over, and you go to the right spots, and you play the game the right way, you're gonna get rewarded. And you know, playing with you know, some skilled guys, you're gonna get that opportunity. And you know, we just have to continue to work at it. You know, we have a tough test tonight against Carolina. They have good sticks. They move quick, but you know, if we stay together and we do the right things over and over, we'll be able to generate. And you know, we just gotta capitalize when we get those chances.
You've always been one that, I mean, prides yourself to make sure that you're doing the right things and taking that next step. Is there a point in these first 30 games where you kind of felt as if your game had gone to another level?
Not really. No, I did a lot of work in the summer. You know, did the right things over and over, and you know, worked on little things that I wanted to improve on, and you know, I just try to continue to do that every day, continue to work on things every day, and you know, get better at, you know, all aspects of the game, and that's, you know, that's how you're able to, you know, do it in this league.